The Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack is now making its way through the courts. So far we've got the class action complaint. I expect we might see other types of claims arise out of that. JBS Foods is another significant ransomware attack. Now, this is the date range that we've compiled here is from 2020 to 2021. This list is based on dollar amounts paid. So for JBS Foods, they paid the hackers $11 million for the decryption key. And for Carlson Wagon Lit Travel, they paid the hackers $4.5 billion for the decryption key. We also have on the top five lists the CNA Financial ransomware attack. That was March of this year, and they paid the hackers $40 million. And that was a result of 15,000 devices being encrypted, including remote working employees. A ransomware, which I mentioned earlier, happened in July of 2020, and the Garmin paid the hackers there $10 million. So, payment of ransomware is very controversial. The FBI and other government guidance counsel against paying a ransom. There are, a lot of reasons for that. There is significant concern that the ransom could be going to support terrorism and, terrorist countries. There is also a debate whether or not the existence of cyber insurance, which I know you'll talk about later this afternoon and we'll touch on here this morning, is a factor that drives some ransomware attacks, and that whether that has been, part of the problem as opposed to the solution to ransomware attacks. We also wanted to highlight some of the data breaches based on the total number of records or people affected. At the top of this list is the T-Mobile data breach in August of 2021. It's estimated that breach impacted 40 to 100 million users worldwide. Users. We know that about 47 million records were impacted by the breach, and that included social security numbers, date of birth, driver's license numbers, a lot of personal information. Breaking news to report on the T-Mobile data breach. There was a class action filed, and on Friday, this just past Friday, it was announced that T-Mobile will pay $500 million to settle the class action. That's $350 million to the members of the class. That includes legal fees and costs of litigation. And $150 million for data and security technology improvements for T-Mobile. Of course, the settlement comes with no admission of liability, a full release of claims against all defendants, including all of T-Mobile's affiliates, its directors and officers. A couple other significant data breaches, the Cineverse data breach in September of 2021. 500 million records were impacted there. A compilation of many breaches in February of 2021. 3.2 billion accounts were impacted there over a variety of different platforms and breaches. Everyone's probably also heard of SolarWinds that occurred in December of 2020. That again was the Russian-sponsored hacking group. That was about 18,000 businesses through a Trojan horse malware and estimated 50 million records. The CAMFOR data breach in March of 2020 estimated 10.88 billion records, including lots of personal information of those users. So, scary stuff. What is not included in those incident reports are data scraping incidents, because they're not really a data breach and they're not ransomware. Data scraping is is a tool that's used to go out and collect information on the internet that's publicly available. And good companies, I guess, could use it for marketing or data analysis purposes, if you consider that good. Bad actors, however, will take that data and use it to do social engineering schemes and other targeted personal attacks on these people using the information that's scraped from these public sites. Some of the more notorious data scraping incidents include the LinkedIn data scraping incident, which involved 700 million LinkedIn users. I know everybody after this is going to go get their VPN, which is very good advice, and also make your LinkedIn profile private, because this was scraped from the public profiles of the LinkedIn users. And the scrapers got a lot of information, names, phone numbers, geolocation records, and personal other personal information, which could be used to steal identities or socially engineer other malicious attacks. Facebook,